and you need to build that strength together. In the last part, when they're played over each other, what effect would that be? Would it be sound constantly?
Yes.
And then black constantly?
No.
White constantly?
Projected, it would be white constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And acoustically, it would be sound constantly. But, and this is why it is also a monument for analog film and for material film. There are no projectors the same. No speakers are the same. No cinema space is ever the same. So with every show we have had, I mean, it has been shown in New York, in London, in Brussels, in whatever, several times, and in Vienna, of course, always is different. And that's another proof for this materiality of analog cinema, which is very much to my heart. Also, you see, there is a projectionist in the back. The film is not possible without a living person. Every time, there must be a living person doing it. You see? It is a very sensual instrument. Yeah. When and I have you? Do you have? How many do you have? Or just two?
Other has their own. It's already among the people.
It's already
yeah.
distributed. Yeah. So you see, this of course is on normal paper, so you don't see the contrast so well. I exhibit the film also on the wall, and there are three positions. One is Arnulf Rainer, opposite Antiphon, and you see that it is the same form. In the middle they are on top of each other, and then they are black, because black is stronger than the transparent frame. So there is the film exists not only in projection, it exists also as a material that you can see with your naked eye. In a way, you could call what you see on the wall as the score. It's like its own, the film is like its own score. And for example, when I see it on the wall, I can read it from left to right, and I can imagine what, how it would be looking. It's not so difficult. You can learn it like you would learn. Musical writing is much, much more complex. What a conductor has to read all these lines under each other is much more complex. So this is what it is looking like. And
so
when
cool.
it's side by side, it always switches. It's incredibly changing your experience of space and light. In this form, this here is a frame which I made, and it's in a way my emblem, my coat of arms. It has all these elements in it, like positive, negative, the splice, you see, the joint splice, the sprocket holes, and hear sound and silence. That's practically what cinema is. If you look at this, you know how to make film. It's very simple. You can throw away all film theoretical books. Yes. Yes.
I know if it's correct.
Well, I understand what you mean. You want me to say something of the relationship between my speech and my films. Is that what I understand? Yeah. So I always, usually I say that when I speak about my films, you don't have to take it serious. You see, it is like somebody else would talk about my films, just that when I talk about my films, I have been with me for such long time, and I have watched all the things. But speaking is not the films, you see. I have a certain way of thinking and of formulating, and this has a certain quality or not. But with the films, it has it's completely something different. It's a different medium. If it's like I would make a drawing about my films. See, this is, it's very difficult because we like to feel our life as a whole always, yeah? Another thing is that, for example, what was this? When Ali, Muhammad Ali, or Cassius Clay, the boxer, yeah, was world champion, and when he did not join the war against Vietnam, they took away his championship, you see? Because they said a world champion in boxing has to be a role model for the youth, and somebody so mean that he would not go in our patriotic war is not worth being world champion in boxing. And this is exactly, here you see the mistake they make. Because what Cassius Clay did, like nobody else, was hitting somebody else in the face with his fist. And this is what he could do. And this is what he was. He was also a good poet. What I want to say, that I see the human animal and all its capacities as a bundle. And when you are able to do one thing, this does not say anything about how able you are to do another thing. Yeah, the world champion in boxing can be anything else, a normal good man or a bad man. It has nothing to do with his boxing, you see? And filmmaking has nothing to do with the ability of the filmmaker to speak about his own films. Mm-hmm. I have heard hundreds of filmmakers, great filmmakers or students, speak about their films. And if you don't see the films, you never know what they're talking about. You see? So my talk may have to do something with my films. It has a little bit, but it's two things, you see? I try to help you see my films a little bit as I see them. But I don't know how I see my films, really. You see, what I made, it came to me, it grew out of me, and I tried to demonstrate already how there is not the genius and the genius idea. All this is myth. It doesn't exist. Yeah. It's like throwing something in there and then coming down. It's all. And usually the artists are more are oversensitive in a way. And usually when they get older, they get more difficult. Some kill themselves. Some, it's not fun to be an artist in the long run. I very much tried all my life not to be original and depart from anything else. But you have when you work on something, you have to go all the way. That's what it is. Yeah.